Time now to say g'day to one of the good men of football from the Adelaide Crows, David Noble. Nobes, thanks for your time.
Hello, Kimbo. G'day, Cornsy.
G'day, David.
We'll cut to the chase on the players that have got a question mark over them, Nobes. Sure. Danger, Talia, Rutten and Thompson, do they all get a tick?
Yeah, I think so at this stage, Kimbo. We've been really pleased with how they've all come back. The guys have got a day off today, so I'd imagine they'd be doing their own additional recovery. But, yeah, look, all the indications from the doc yesterday, you know, scans and assessments and all that criteria, it seems that everyone's in good shape going forward. So, yeah, a big tick for those at the moment.
Now, before Cornsy gets a hold of you, I want to ask about Charlie Cameron, because we're all told initially he was going to be out for a week.
Yeah.
And it's been, so, that was 3 weeks ago, wasn't it? So the groin, yeah, is it osteo, what is it?
Osteitis.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, you've obviously never had it.
Well, I haven't had to say it for a while.
No. Yeah, look, I think initially was the week's rest we were hoping that would allow us to get him back and playing. And I think then once they'd done some further, you know, research after the first week, it obviously hadn't settled enough. It was only a very minor aspect. And I think, you know, to err on the side of caution with those guys, it was, and we've had some experience in the past with the loads of those guys, and it can turn into a, you know, a couple of month area. So that's where all of a sudden, you know, I think just we pushed the button and said, no, let's make sure that it's another 2 or 3 weeks to give him the best chance we can. I'd expect him to be, if he's not close this week, it'll probably be the following week.
So much to ask, David. I don't know where to start. Just quickly, Andy Otten gave you a new look at his capabilities, I reckon, on the weekend, because there was a sound decision picking Van Rutten to play on Big Patton. But when Andy Otten went on to him, I thought he did such a good job. Do you see his capabilities in a different light now?
Yeah, look, I think he just keeps adding to his repertoire, Cornsy. I mean, we actually like him forward. You know, he's got that capacity to be that third tall. He actually adds a different dimension. Then all of a sudden on the weekend, he's had to play taller down the back end. So I think it does. We've rated Andy internally now really high for quite a number of years, and he's finally being able to get some consistency after a year or two with sort of staggered injury. And it does. It certainly gives you more confidence to know that at a point in time, you know, Andy can play on a taller, heavier guy that allows you to reshape your defence quite quickly.
I know, Nobes, that he prepared the pre-season to play up forward, but how would that work now with J-Pod, Walker, Lynch and Jenkins?
I think it would be an in-game one, Kimbo. You know, to be honest, it would be, you know, like that happened last year in the Carlton game when Tex did his knee, and, you know, you might unfortunately suffer an injury or you need a bit of impetus, you know, Podgiadli going back and a Otten going forward. I think it's more one of those ones that we would now be confident enough to pull the trigger on.
Yeah, and I think probably I don't imagine you'd expect Podgiadli to play every game, and I think Jenkins has probably surpassed your expectations as well. So you might be thinking you're a bit better off with forward stocks than you originally anticipated. Maybe not.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's, you know, it's a multiple faceted, you know, options that we need to get to goals nowadays. And I think you're right. You know, J-Pod is certainly going to back himself into play every game. How we manage him through that, you know, is obviously internal discussions. But certainly, you know, Andy being able to maybe go forward, you know, on a change of dimension or a change on defender and get an opportunity to present himself with the ball. We you know, he reads the ball extremely well up forward, you know, when he's patented the movements. But then again, from the weekend, he did a great job down in defence.
Yeah, I don't think you take too much from the weekend. I'd be surprised if the coaching group do. You take the 4 points and come home and prepare for this one.
Yeah.
Just quickly, Rory Laird as your emergency. Substitute. I was surprised at that because I thought he's been really good all year.
Yeah, look, I guess the general feel was that the defence was reasonably well settled. I think we'd probably, at different times, we've had guys that we've come on as a sub of, you know, a Jared Lyons or a Matty Crouch, and I think it was just the spark and the energy for a smaller, quicker guy off that substitute. Look, we still see that there's 22 positions in the side, more so than 21 in the sub, so No, nothing real hidden in there. He was ready to go. It was just the way that the cars fell last week.
It's a pain in the neck, this sub thing. The sooner they do away with it, the better. what precautions or provisions are you making for the? It's a sec. You play it on a Sunday, then a Saturday, now Friday. Second 6 day break.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some consideration given to your preparation, recovery, and what are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the way that things have been restructured, I guess, is that today becomes now a day off for the players. So we feel that the capacity for the guys to unwind a little bit earlier in the week is certainly better on two 6 day turnarounds. You talk about the maintenance of the program. The guys will still train tomorrow at a reasonable clip, but not for probably, a long extended period of time. And I think your focuses do have to be on, recovery. The guys will be extra massage for the week, extra treatment where they need to. So they're certainly very diligent. Our PPT guys and players are obviously aware coming off 6 day breaks. You have to get everything, in as well a shape as what you possibly can.
Now, Nobes, you're the list manager for the club. I reckon there'd be a lot of list managers out there at other clubs that would have Luke Thompson written down and Jared Lyons. What's the deal with Lukey Thompson? Every time he gets a chance, he does very well. Played well, really well in the finals 2 years ago and then has struggled to get a game.
Yeah, look, it is Kimbo. That's unfortunately the nature of the industry. And look, I still think that those two guys are in that emerging phase. And I think the benefit this year for Lukey Thompson is being able to have our state league team. So he came in and did extremely well. He was a bit stiff to get knocked back out again. He understands that. We know the truck's, retiring. So, look, we're still working and really keen, both of those guys, to get back in the side and to find a regular 22 position. It's a hard caper, but, Luke certainly continued to improve as Jared has this year. So we still anticipate those guys being able to secure a spot, in the future, in our team going forward.
There were a lot of talk about rotations at the start of the year when they were being reduced by the AFL. The average was about 133. It's gone to 120, and coaches and players were screaming and carrying on. I've been very bullish, Nobes. I might be a bit of a fossil, but I'd like to see it at 40 or 60 or 80. We've dropped down to the 120, and it hasn't affected things hardly at all, surely. How would you feel about it going down to 80, as Jonathan Brown has talked about during the week?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm probably slightly out of the rigid edge coaching side. It probably wouldn't faze me too much. The coaches would probably have, some arguments against it. If that's the way that the AFL believes that they need to go from a speed factor, I can understand that. I heard Brownie's argument about the defence. That does make a bit of sense to me in that regard. So I think it's still going to be an ongoing healthy debate, Kimbo. But look, if it was 80, I think exactly what you said before, mate, is that you adjust and you get on with it.
Interesting, last week Gold Coast were severely restricted. They could only have about half a dozen rotations in the last quarter, and they ran all over the top of Collingwood. It was an interesting exercise for people who are concerned about the amount of rotations.
Well, it is, Cornsy, and better than most, it's about the mindset of your players too. Yeah. If that's what you've got, that's what you've got, and you dig in and you get on with it and you do what you need to do to get across the line.
Interesting. I don't know how much time we've got. I'm out of practice with this. Matt Crouch, 45 touches. But Heath Uni's, I was interested to see Heath Uni's comments about the fact he perhaps needs to carry the ball and break the lines a bit more. I know you're going to have a fascinating interest in this kid. He was taken with that famous number 22 pick. But if he can find the ball, does he penetrate enough?
Look, I think he does. When he elevates his vision, there's no doubt that he's got great hands and he's a clearance specialist. We actually rated his kick probably above his handball. We actually think he's got a really penetrating kick, but he just hasn't probably learned how to use it enough at the moment because he's just been see ball, get ball, specialist. We need to teach him a little bit more about that outside aspect. But, yeah, look, he has got a really penetrating, effective left foot kick, so I think Heath's right in that regard. We do have to continue to elevate his game. And, if he continues to develop that side of his game, he can be a very dangerous player, no doubt about that.
It's a weird season, Nobes. I think you're going to have to win six out of the last seven to guarantee yourself a final.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kimbo. And, you know, the beauty of that is that it's in our destiny. You know, we're not relying on another team. We've got great tests, including, you know, this week with Hawthorn. You know, we need a really strong crowd to turn up to, you know, to help the boys get across the line. We play Collingwood and then, you know, North Melbourne. So the destiny's in our hands and, you know, our form line looks like it's starting to sort of head in that direction, and that's what we've got to maintain.
Nobes, really looking forward to Friday night. We appreciate your time. It's going to be a massive game, and you may even get a record crowd. All the best.
Thanks, guys.